Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
529-20.
Kind of a different funk to the morning start.
Yeah, I don't hate this.
I'm not against it.
No, it's a little Dave-ish, you know, a little yeah. Dave Matthews. And you sent the song last night to listen to from Dave Matthews. I obviously didn't have the opportunity as I was running all over Dodge yesterday, doing things with the kiddos and soccer,
right,
and cheerleading and all that. But it's got that Dave vibe to it, like really just kind of chill, you know, grab yourself a cocktail, sit on the patio a little bit, just kind of enjoy some live music kind of vibe to it this morning.
Yeah, this feels like an early crowd pleaser.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like we're Jonas Brinks and the guys. Welcome to Libations.
Something exactly like that.
Something conservative before they start really hitting the brass.
Right.
Where you know you're going to get the, ooh, I like this vibe. You're like, well, keep sipping.
You know,
it gets a little bit more rowdy.
It kind of reminds me a little bit in a very small way of Anchorman, where he's at the jazz club, and he's walking around playing the jazz flute on the table.
Stomping on tables.
Yeah, that kind of vibe to it a little bit. And the more it goes, the better it sounds and the more fun you're going to have.
Cody, come make me a cocktail, clown. Now I get into Wedding Crasher. Either way.
So anyway,
he does that on his show. Yeah. They do that club thing and he does the drinks.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Maybe clown was harsh. Make me a bicycle clown. I don't know how to make a bicycle, man. I do balloons, animals.
Oh gosh. Well, it is a lovely Tuesday. Apparently it rained last night. Apparently it stormed. I don't know.
I didn't hear a thing.
I didn't either. And my wife this morning is like, it rained. The dog was sleeping in the bathtub last night. I'm like, oh God. I mean, we're to this point now with the dog, and I don't know if you have it with yours or whatnot. Like, what do you do, man? The anxiety has been through the roof with these storms for this poor thing. I just don't know anymore. You pop him a gummy or something? I mean, I'm left to, like, I just don't know how to handle it anymore. I feel so bad for her.
I don't know, like, what would you, like, the only thing I ever think about this, because I had a friend whose dog was like that. It would, like, crawl into, like, really small areas.
Yeah.
It was like
It
was like a lab pit mix. So we're talking
about, that's kind of what we have, a lab pit mix. Yeah.
Talking about, like, a 75, 80-pound dog.
Yep.
And, like, would find itself, like, under, like, he had a shed that we would drink in, and the dog would go under, like, the tool shed.
Uh-huh.
Like, a small area. Like, you could imagine what that was like.
Right.
And it would be, like, an hour before the storm would hit. Like, they could just hear it coming.
Yep.
And I don't know. The other thing I think about is, like, what would be your safe place?
Yeah,
Sounds like Fesco Canine is just in the shower.
Well, the bathtub. Like, we actually only have one tub in our house, right? The rest are just kind of walk-in showers in the bathroom. And one tub, she goes in and she just kind of hides in there, or it's underneath a chair that she has found and whatnot. But you're right. Like, an hour before the storm, it really starts. Like, last night, about 8 o'clock, I'm like, let's go out one more time before bed. And no chance she was going outside. She could sense that thing was coming a mile away. And, you know, it did. And so you're right about the safe space. For me, I guess my safe space, I don't know, probably the basement. I've only had to go down there. No, safe. The garage isn't safe. That wipe it off the side of the house with those storms.
Right.
But I think in the basement, I've only had to go down there one time. And it was years ago when that tornado rolled through. And I was scared to death. I mean, it was pretty frightening. I'm not going to lie, sitting down there in that basement. But 20 minutes later, it was over. And, you know, you were kind of about your way, but I would never think of getting in the bathtub, you know, if I was a dog or anything like that, or a human for that matter, let alone, you know, the animal hiding in a tub. I just, just bizarre for me. What's your safe space?
I don't know if there is one.
No?
Old house, man. Built in like 1955, a closet
that
boards another closet. Like, we have a friend that lives up the street. He's got a
gorgeous house made of like all stone and like classic downtown area of Lee Summit. And I'm like, man, if we ever get like a serious warning, I am hightailing to your house.
Yeah.
Basement made of stone, not going to get any sort of damage to that place. So I was like, I don't have anywhere to go in my house. Like, it's one level. There's a crawl space. No chance.
Yeah, no chance on that. No
chance. Am I going down there? Haven't been down there except for maybe once to look in to see if the air filter's fine, and boy, it was fine.
Was it fine?
It was good, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not into crawl spaces.
No.
None of that stuff. So, no, I definitely wouldn't be, like, the uncle on the patio recording the storm.
Right.
But, yeah, I didn't hear – I mean, I got up to use the restroom last night, and it was pouring, but I didn't hear any, like, you know
– thunder or anything like that. I guess north of us is kind of where the storm went. So hopefully everybody's safe, and you know, you're about your day and right. doing everything safe over there, wherever you were, if there were some storms last night. But, yeah, I guess we got spared, they like to say, of those storms.
7-10.
So, yeah, exactly. 7-10 split, yeah. Pick it up. You can do that at Foaling, too, if you kind of flip the football on the left side of that 7-10, kick that thing over, knock
Don't
that 10-pin
like
down.
Don't act like you've done that before.
I haven't, no.
Yeah. Like, you're giving professional advice.
I'm trying to give you the falling advice the best I can. Please help me out here. No, it's fine. Like, you know, with the football, it's probably easier with a football maybe than a baseball. Like, that 7-10 split's got to be one of the hardest things to accomplish in
bowling
sports.
Ball.
You know, yeah. You think the bowling ball's harder?
Yeah, than
yeah.
a football?
Yeah, than the football.
I mean, in football, you got, like, uneven sides. You could bounce around. Like, bowling ball, you got – it's a rock.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's
and
just
it's,
going
it's
straight.
Hitting, and you got to hit it at a certain – I did watch bowling Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Sunday or Saturday, I can't remember. Blurred weekend.
Yeah, right.
But I remember they had bowling on at like 11 o'clock, and it was like team
Night
bowling.
Or morning?
Morning.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
11 a.m.
It was like team bowling.
Oh.
And they were just playing the I Can Make Your Hands Clap.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd in sync doing
God.
It. I'm like,
the whole time?
Whole nerd event.
Oh, my. The
oh,
whole
yeah.
time?
Not the whole time, but like during the first couple bowlers, that was song one, and they were in unison.
Okay, very good.
This is bowling.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I've got to check this out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I tried to get my kid to do high school bowling. She's like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm like, why? Kling's kids did it. Everybody's kids are
She'll
doing it.
She'll be in
it's
a locker by 2 o'clock. Give me your money, nerd.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
That's
I try
good.
To scare
That's
them.
Good.
I said,
yeah.
are you like, because my other daughter's getting ready to go into high school. I go, you worried about getting locked in a locker, your head flushed in the toilet? She's like, no. I'm
no,
like,
hopefully
oh,
it's
boy.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, those were our scary moments when we were going to high school back in the day. Oh, you're going to get hazed. And back then it was good for you. It toughened you up. Now,
sure yeah.
now it's no, you can't do that kind of stuff. So
so I was mesmerized yesterday because I was having a conversation with somebody about one of the text line texts we got yesterday. Like, and it stuck with me. It wasn't like an evil text or anything like that, but it was somebody that was like, hey, we realize the Royals have won 6 games in a row. The Chiefs have drafted, you know, maybe future players. And it seems that everybody's talking about Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just doing my homework yesterday, went to this show, nothing but Shedeur Sanders. Went to Twitter to see other shows where guys have worked here before, Parkins, Breakfast Ball, Shalareth, all those guys, Shedeur Sanders. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen, like, a draft day carry over to a Monday where the same story. You hearing that BB noise,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. Yeah.
yeah. So, like, it was a draft day. Everything's
it's
fine.
Driving me nuts.
But, yeah, it's you know, it's the crowd in the ninth inning. You got to
yeah,
keep
right,
your report going.
Buzz, yeah.
Stay on the mound. Stay focused, as Mitch would say. But, yeah, so, like, and I see all this happening yesterday, and I was just kind of captivated that it took – all weekend, so we got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
right.
and Monday,
mm-hmm.
and here we are Tuesday still reacting. I know we're not going to go into depth about talking about Shedeur Sanders Day, but I was kind of captivated that, like, one man was the story of everything, and it was from teams to discussions to handling the prank call like a professional. I thought that was kind of a small note that we overflew. Maybe the only one that Shedeur gets credit for.
But he was also live streaming everything,
Correct.
Which is part of the reason why he wasn't drafted until the fifth
right.
round. Everything's about his show. Everything's about look at me,
yeah.
me.
And I thought the one thing I took away is that everybody got it wrong. Like, everybody got Shedeur Sanders wrong.
Yeah.
Including his own father.
Yep.
Like, fifth round. A year ago today, we're talking about him and Hunter maybe going one and two.
Yep.
And fifth round, and not one person was like there were some people that were like, you know, throwing their hot takes, spitting takes, saying, hey, I think he's going to go day two. I don't think he's going to go day one. Okay. And that was kind of like, ooh, that's kind of a good one. Okay. Because Pittsburgh might draft him, New Orleans might draft him. Not one person. And I thought Danny Parker said it perfectly. He goes, we all got duped. Everybody got duped. Not one person, not one insider, not Rappaport, not Scheffler, not Schefter, none of them were like, hey, from what we're hearing, he could fall third, fourth round. It was like every day, and we know Mel Kiper was there, and then Monday, everybody's like, I don't know what happened. I still can't explain it.
Yeah.
And other than the fact that, like, what we hear now from sandbagging interviews because I don't want to go here. I'm just going to, you know, shrug it off. And to attitude and all this stuff, it's like nobody wanted that.
No.
And I thought that was really kind of like interesting yesterday to hear that because where we're at in today's world of sports, like sometimes the flashiness sells, right? Like I think Caleb Williams is good for Chicago. He's not your average quarterback that's going to come to the league and be, you know, Will Levis, who was built like a brick you-know-what house. Mm-hmm. Here's Caleb Williams, you know, does this sort of thing, has this sort of vibe. Here's Shedeur Sanders. Zero part of it.
Yeah, nobody wanted any part of Shedeur Sanders, and I can't say that I blame him. You know, it's a distraction. He's a distraction. His dad's a distraction. The whole process, the whole year, has kind of been a distraction when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. And Boomer Esiason at one point yesterday, when I was listening to a little bit what he had to say about this whole Shedeur Sanders situation, he said there were many general managers that took Shedeur Sanders and many owners that took Shedeur Sanders off their board. He wasn't even a consideration for them and for certain teams. And so I think when you have teams taking you off the board at some point during the draft process, you know it's not a good situation. Teams are willing to go out there and deal with distractions when it comes to players if there's uber talent, if there is a level of, oh my God, this guy's going to change the organization. Shedeur Sanders isn't that guy. He's not a guy that's going to go out there and change an organization, but he is going to bring that kind of sideshow along with him. And in the NFL today, in professional sports and life in general, nobody wants that distraction. Nobody wants to deal with that employee that is bigger than the organization or thinks he's bigger than the, however you want to, you know, paint the Shedeur Sanders situation. You're bringing in someone that you know already has baggage. It's one thing to have somebody on staff or somebody in your team and something happens once they're there. You work through that with them, right? You're like, all right, let's figure out a way to get through this situation. We like you as a player. We like you as a person. Something's not working here. Let's help you as a player. Mm. But you don't want to bring that problem into your organization because Shedeur Sanders is an okay quarterback. He was fine in college, did his thing, right? I fell back in love with the game because of Shedeur and Dion and Travis Hunter and Colorado and everything that went along with it. So I am a little biased in this situation, but I also know how these GMs think. You better be uber talented, like to a level of the nth degree, before they're going to bring you in if you have baggage coming into a situation. Teams don't want to deal with baggage. Teams don't want to deal with guys that are carrying those bags. And they're like, you know what? We can find a guy that's just as good, if not better than you, that doesn't have this kind of circus, if you will, following him around. And were we duped? I don't know. I just think they did a great job of marketing him. Dion did an unbelievable job of marketing his son. And that's what a father's supposed to do, right? He did everything he possibly could to set his kid up to have success, right? And this is the first time now he couldn't control the narrative, obviously. We see where he is, but as a dad, maybe he went a little bit too far with trying to promote his son.
Yeah, he could have lost some credibility, too, in the hype. Because it's like, well, remember how you hype? Because you didn't have to hype up Travis Hunter.
Right.
Travis Hunter was the best athlete on the field last year, clearly and obvious, won the award for it. But yeah, I think now we can finally, like, I think now we're finally to the point where we can bury it. It's over with. It's been the weekend. It's been the Monday reaction. And now it's like, all right, we'll wait until, you know, it'll be a highlight when it's Cleveland playing somebody in spring, or not spring training, but in preseason week one. We'll know when he goes on the field.
I wish you were right about that. But we've talked about Aaron Rodgers so much in the last 2 years for a guy who's barely played, right? Because he moves the needle. Shedeur Sanders is one of those guys that moves the needle. I feel like there's going to be a Shedeur Sanders topic every day in the national media leading up to basically the start of the season because he does move the needle. He does get clicks. He is a... I don't know what the right word, an interesting player, right? Like something that people are interested in, right? It's human nature. It's that human story side of things. Just like with this Belichick stuff that continues to come out about his girlfriend. Mm. I clicked on about 10 different articles about that situation the other day because it was so interesting and compelling. And I think Shedeur Sanders is there. I think he's compelling. I think the Browns quarterback room is compelling because you just don't know what they're going to do in that situation. And Shedeur is going to be the most talked about guy most likely coming out of that draft. You got to feel for Cam Ward, by the way. Nobody mentioned that guy's name. Number one overall pick in the draft, and immediately was on to Shedeur Sanders.
Might be a blessing in disguise.
Maybe.
Especially with what comes to be the first overall pick, especially at quarterback position.